What Do You Think program. We have Lionel and Heather here from the CAN Council. Just going to go over some of the needs they've got and maybe some special events they have coming up. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Good. All right, I've got to get your volume up here. All right, let's try that.
Usually it's the opposite, because I speak loud, so there's a lot of excitement. Hopefully folks are picking up.
That's right.
It's coming through. It's just low, so I wanted to make sure everybody could hear you. So what's going on at CAN Council?
Yeah, so we are getting into the fall and the winter, and it's a pretty exciting time for us. We stay busy year-round. There's always a need as far as what we're doing. If you're not familiar with CAN Council, our whole mission is to build communities where children are free from abuse and neglect. And we do that through four tiers of programming. One is prevention, and a lot of times we see that in the school system as well as with adults in the community. And what we're doing is we're going in and we're teaching about safety. We're teaching about how to join or create community or support. If it's a student, we're talking about, hey, how do you find your safe adult? You know, what do you do when you're on social media? We know they're going to be on it, so what do they do? When it comes to parents, we're looking at things like parent cafes. Those are, you familiar with parent cafes?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit.
I follow you.
Okay, good. Those who may not be familiar with a parent cafe, that is described as a safe place for parents to get together to talk about the challenges that come along with parenting, because we know it's a lot, but also to celebrate a lot of the wins that come along with it.
Right.
And at the same time, we give those parents a little bit of tools to help with that parenting journey. And so that's prevention. We have three other ones, which we will definitely get to before our time is up. But yeah, you know, it's a busy time for us.
That's good. Yeah, the cafe, you actually have resources that you provide to families, as well as sometimes there's different opportunities for families to take advantage of benefits that they may not even be aware of.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. And one of the good things is we love partnerships. And
you're big on partnerships.
Absolutely. Some of them, really, we try to listen to what is it that the community needs, and we try to have an answer for that. Maybe it's learning about finances. So maybe we use a partnership with a credit union to come in and talk about certain principles. And guess what? We can have a parent cafe that is customized to also emphasize some of those points. So yeah, absolutely.
Now, how do you get information on what families are needing, what resources they're looking for that form that cafe event for them?
I think it's safe to say we always have a listening ear. We have staff members in all four counties that we serve, which is Bay, Saginaw, Huron, and Aranac. And not only like with our staff members being out and about in the community, but we also have and Lionel, you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a parent advisory committee. Mm-hmm. And so the entire concept there is that we would listen to parents. These parents would join our committee. They're actively parenting or have been parents and really have the pulse of the community around them, the neighborhoods around them, because every neighborhood looks a little bit different, has a little bit different set of needs. And so they guide what we deliver in their community. And they are our eyes and ears on the ground.
That's awesome, because I know as a kid growing up, you didn't have a lot of these things, but you had a lot of friends and family around the neighborhood, and they kept an eye on things, and there was always people to turn to. But in this case, with the changes in society, the CAN Council is a vital portion of every community. So it's good to hear, you know, that you're listening to the parents that are involved, the families, and that, and able to meet the needs that they have.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think the strength of the CAN Council, and we talk about this a little bit internally, is that word council. We really are a group of people that aren't just employees of the organization or board members, I suppose, but also it's the entire community. It's the business community. It's folks that just live around us every day. It's people who will speak up on behalf of children who need to be protected and the families that are serving them. So everybody here that's listening can be a part of the council.
Yeah, in fact, the last time you was here, we were talking about your new Rolling Resource Center, and I love it. Saw it out fairgrounds. It was awesome.
Thank you.
That's another resource mm-hmm. that people have that is newer mm-hmm. that they may not even be aware of.
Yeah, and absolutely. And of course, called the Rolling Family Resource yep. Center. And the whole point is that it's mobile. A lot of times there's roadblocks because of transportation. People just can't get to the resource. And so that was the idea, to literally have this program where we can go into different neighborhoods and be more effective in connecting with people.
That's awesome. So what else is going on? I know you've got a lot of things.
Definitely. One thing I could say, definitely for Huron, continue to look for us to partner with the Thumb Bread Basket.
Yes.
That is still a great, food insecurity is still a very relevant thing right now. And the Thumb Bread Basket and other community partners are trying to meet that need. Every first Saturday in Pigeon, that is where we go to join them so that we can help provide resources to families. And so as it's getting cold outside, that means you can look for different things. So coats and blankets, socks and gloves, those are the type of things that we're going to also have there when we make an appearance. Something else that we want to look out for is, well, I guess we'll transition into that. I don't want this to slip me. December 13th, let me say this. I get excited about our Saginaw Spirit. There's lots of Spirit fans out there. December 13th, we have Superhero Hockey Night. Why is it so important? Well, this is an occasion where we partner with Saginaw Spirit, and we do it for the benefit of the kids. There's a great chance. If you were to buy tickets, there's a code that we will make sure that we share. But you get a chance when you buy your ticket, $5 of that, those proceeds will go to CAN Council, and it'll support all of our different programming that we have. And it'll be a win for kids.
And I'll tag on to that. You know, Lionel talked about prevention and that Rolling Family Resource Center. Many people don't know that there isn't a fund in our state budget to help with prevention of child abuse and neglect. It doesn't exist. But we know that prevention works, and we know that, but it's hard to measure, right? You can't measure what didn't happen.
Right.
We just know that it works because we hear the stories, we hear the people. And so this program, this event, the Superhero Hockey Night, is an opportunity for folks to be able to come out and support, and those funds mostly go right into our prevention, because that's the space where the funding doesn't exist.
So. That's good. And what a great thing. I mean, the Saginaw Spirit, bringing about the spirit of the CAN Council mm-hmm. and what they do. So it's awesome that they're going to participate. And it looks like there's lots of things going on that night, too. Cape and fan giveaways, dress up like your favorite superhero. So if you're going to this game, you guys got to dress up. Participate.
And I'll give you a little sneak peek. Our theme this year is Incredibles. So if you can find your Incredibles costume, you'll definitely fit the mode here. But any superhero costume will work. But I love that it's Incredibles, because I think the families that we serve, the children that we serve, are pretty incredible.
Yep.
And it's just an awesome opportunity to really put a spotlight on how special they are.
That's cool. I like that.
So something cool that we do that night, it says Parade of Heroes. And so a lot of the little guys, they'll be dressed up as their favorite superheroes, and that'll be a chance for them to parade out there on the ice. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. a lot of times you're in the stands, but this is a chance to get out there and actually walk around on the ice. So it's going to be a really cool, fun time.
In your superhero costume. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the night, there is a jersey auction. So every Saginaw Spirit player will be wearing an Incredibles jersey. And at the end of the night, if you stick around, they auction those jerseys off. So you could own your very own Incredibles jersey with your favorite player's name on the back.
Wow, that's pretty neat. I like that. And that's December 13th at the Dow Center in Saginaw at 7:05. And how much is it to get in?
It's $19 for a ticket.
Okay.
And when you use, when you log in, there's a code to log in from the Saginaw Spirit website. And when you get there, it'll ask if you have a group ID. That is Superhero25, and then the password is Spirit. And you have to use those codes in order for those funds to come back to CAN Council and fuel the work of our organization.
And just for the listeners out there, I will be making this up on thumbnet.net. There will be an article up there, and it will have the code and the ID and password you need, just to make it a little easier for you. So
sounds great.
So we've kind of hit the CAN Council, your cafe. You threw the spirit thing in there real early. How's our CASA program doing?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So, of course, the CASA program is the court-appointed special advocate, a very important program. You remember last time I got excited talking about CASAs.
Yes.
So if we look at the state of Michigan, easily we can say there's over 12,000 children that are in the system. And what I mean by in the system is they've been before a judge. They may be living with their biological mom or dad or a foster family, but they are going through the process. If we were to put that on social workers, that would be too much.
Yeah.
So that's where CASA step in. They're volunteers that check on the kiddos every 7 to 10 days. And they form that relationship with that kiddo. And what they're able to see is, hey, this person is sticking around. This person is consistent. And that's when the true advocacy can take place. So it's a great question. We are actually in need of more CASAs right here in Huron County. I know that we need 10 CASAs right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge amount.
It is. And so what that means is there's a kiddo out there that doesn't have an extra adult to step in and advocate for them. And so we're looking to do that. And what I say is, I say this often, is if you're thinking about a way to get involved, if you're thinking or looking for a way that's meaningful to volunteer, become a CASA. It's a great opportunity, and you're really going to be able to see the impact that you're able to make on a one-on-one basis.
I know Judge Prill's a huge advocate of the CASA program.
It's really interesting. We just created a sort of promotional video to talk about CASA and help people understand what it's about. And one of the CASAs who's active right now shared within his story that he is the individual who has been in that child's life the longest. More than any other individual, he has been with that child the longest. And so that role is irreplaceable.
Crucial.
It's crucial. That is the voice of the child. So many others that come around a child during a foster care situation are looking from a particular aspect, right? So, but the CASA is engaged in just advocating for that child's needs and really gets to understand. And we've been in swearing-in ceremonies in all Saginaw Bay and Huron counties and heard the judges say, when you speak, judges listen.
Yeah, they do.
It's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a system where these kids are in and out dealing with so many people, that consistency of knowing there's one person there they can always have is huge.
It is.
So, very important. I will make sure that goes on the CASA news article how they can link to your website and become a CASA as well.
That would be wonderful. Only about 10% of children in the state of Michigan who are in foster care have a CASA. That means 90% of foster children in Michigan do not have somebody advocating for them at that level. So we feel very privileged to have that program here in Huron Bay and Saginaw counties, and anybody who is interested, we would really love to talk to about, you know, growing those support people.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back here just in a moment.
Yeah, sold. John Michael Montgomery there. Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you. Happy Wednesday. Weather-wise today, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice November Michigan day. High in the mid to high 40s, some sun, some clouds.
Good morning. By November standards, this is a relatively quiet stretch of weather. Not a lot going on here over the next few days. Only minor weather makers coming into play. We'll call it partly sunny today, 39 to 43. Light west to northwest winds. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Partly cloudy, mid-20s tonight. Winds will be light south-southwesterly. Temperatures tomorrow will be warming into the middle and upper 40s. Partly sunny at times. South to southwest winds at 7 to 15. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Clouds Thursday night, middle to upper 30s. Partly sunny on Friday, 45 to 49. Light west to northwest winds and a 20% chance of precipitation. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
So, Aspire Rural Health just put up an expansion to the specialty clinic here in Bad Axe, and I'm with a member of the team. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jamie Gettle. I'm the practice manager here at Aspire Rural Health. I oversee our family practice, pediatrics, and our podiatry clinic here that's brand new in Bad Axe.
And you have a new member of the team.
Correct, yes. So, my name is Dr. Devin Ricks. I'm originally from Idaho, and I am a podiatrist here, so I see anything from plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, sprains, fractures, anything you can think of regarding the foot or ankle. With podiatry, it's kind of fascinating. You get to work with anything from the skin all the way down to the bones, so all the different tissues and layers.
Stop in. We can schedule an appointment today, or you can give our office a call as well at 989-912-6810.
So what kind of services can we expect from Dr. Ricks at the Aspire Bad Axe Clinic?
So we'll do a full foot exam when they first come in, kind of get an establishment with where they're at as a baseline. I'll take a look at their gait, the way they walk, and then adjust whatever needs to be fixed, what's hurting them or bothering them, we can get it resolved.
So that's 989-912-6810. The trusted choice for healthcare for patients and employees. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roth from East Huron TV and Appliance. Now you can master the mealtime rush with a refrigerator that helps you cut down on clutter. The Whirlpool four-door refrigerator keeps groceries in sight and easy to find. From easy-reach shelves to a flexible ice bin, see how the four sleek compartments help keep ingredients organized so you can get dinner to the table. And select models of Whirlpool ranges bring the ultimate air cooking technology into your home with no preheat air fry, air baking, air broil, air roast, and air reheat. Whirlpool large-capacity dishwashers make mealtime cleanup a breeze with a third rack, and select models have water-repellent silverware baskets for fast drying on silverware and utensils. So come see me, Jeremy Roth, at East Huron Teevan Appliance for all your appliance needs, from sales and installation to service and customer care. That's East Huron Teevan Appliance at 1313 Sand Beach Road, just 1.25 miles east of downtown Bad Axe.
And we're back with the What Do You Think program, and I have Lionel and Heather here from the CAN Council. So far, we've talked about the Rolling Resource Center they've got, that awesome, where they bring the resources to you in events where some people just can't get it. Also, the CASA, which is the advocacy group, where they're needing 10 new CASAs. It's a huge amount of volunteer work that's needed. And they also brought up the Spirit Game on December 13th at 7:05 at Dow Event Center. And you're going to find all this information online, as well as you can look it up at the What Do You Think program on thumbnet.net. But I want to make sure we cover everything, because this is too important not to get out there. So what else do we have going on? I know there's more. There's got to be.
Well, I think it's fair to say, you know, most people don't know this, but 1 in 10 children under the age of 18 will face sexual abuse in their life. So, and the number of children who are just physically abused is even a higher ratio. I think it's 1 in 7. So the number of children that are harmed in our community is very high. And the work that we do to prevent that, to serve those individuals, to care for them, to guide them, is so critical. And, you know, as we've been here talking, just it re-energizes me and excites me to think about, we have such a privilege to be in these families' lives, to support them through prevention, to provide resources with that Rolling Family Resource Center. In fact, Tidings and Tinsel is coming up here in Bad Axe the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and a week from Saturday already.
I know, and we're hoping for great weather. It was a little chilly last year.
Me too.
But I know, it is Michigan. But we'll be out there this year doing some distribution of resources for folks that may need some things. We'll have some, I'm sure, some blankets, some hats, all sorts of goodies that can help individuals. And also on the Resource Center, I don't think we talked about this, but we also have links to other kinds of resources you might need. So if you need to learn how to connect with somebody at DHHS or at Michigan Works, or you might, you know, need access to other services, maybe substance abuse counseling, all sorts of things. We have a lot of information on board that we are happy to provide, and we have staff members there that would be happy to connect you with whatever your needs are. We're really here for the families.
Yeah,
and I think something to say on that, we're really good at showing up, and we're also really good at listening. Sometimes there may be something a family's struggling with, and that may have been our first time hearing of it, but guess what? We have amazing follow-up. And so that's our job. We're there to problem solve and see how can we really help families out. So we're looking forward to being there at Titans and Tinsels. We will be at the Thumb Bank and Trust parking lot, and so there will be fire pits, so look out for that. But come over to the Rolling Family Resource Center, say hello, warm up for a second if you like, and we'd be glad to help.
I heard something about hot cocoa and s'mores too, so yes. I mean, you don't want to miss that.
I'm all about that, so and we're going to be there broadcasting the parade that night, telling the floats and stuff. So you guys will be right there next to us, which is awesome. So stop by. You can't miss it. It's a huge, huge van. Big. It's actually a truck. And it says Family Rolling Resource Center right on the side of it. Can't miss it.
You know, so, one of the things, I like to describe it like an RV. Because it's very comfortable on the inside. You can come in, you can feel cozy, and get what you need before you head out. So
there you go.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Now, it's great. All this stuff is great. Don't get me wrong. Because this is something that is greatly, greatly needed. But it doesn't come free.
That's right.
It comes free to the people who need it. But the resources are not just pixie dust. How and what do you guys need in order for you to operate and be able to help the families and the kids the way you do?
That's a great question. And I know one of the things we didn't even get to enter into in the conversation, because Camp Council is up to so much, but we also have a children's advocacy center where children who have faced abuse can come and have a very safe and comfortable environment with trauma-trained specialists and tell their story so that they can have justice served. And the other, while they're being interviewed, they're on the other side of that wall, there is an entire team of individuals. They would represent potentially law enforcement. They might have, there might be social workers from MDHHS or foster care workers. There could be a prosecutor. There could be medical people. So all in this other room, these folks are all hearing this interview. So if you can imagine being a child who has just gone through something, probably one of the most traumatic things a child could face. Mm-hmm. And then how many times would they have to tell their story, and to whom? Maybe a teacher, and then a principal, and then the school counselor, and then a police officer, and on and on. They said an average child may have to tell their story at least 10 times. In our facility, they can come and tell their story one time and have that support around them that they need so that justice can be served, and they can be cared for, and their resources can come around them. So you're right, that alone is it's a free resource, but it's not free to provide, right?
Right.
And so this is a year of incredible uncertainty in our world for everybody, I think it's fair to say, but especially in the nonprofit realm. We do receive some federal and state funding to do the work that we do, but we also have an incredible community-based support from our local businesses and individuals. And this year is going to be a year that we're going to challenge people to sort of put their money where their mouth is, I guess you would say. We love to talk about how much we care for children, but this is a year we're going to ask people to really think about if there's money that they may have available to them, if there is time that they may be able to volunteer and step up and really step into the life of a child that way. And that information is all on our website, cancouncil.org. You can find out all about how to engage, whether it's through giving or volunteerism. Really important to us, I would say this year more than ever. And we've been so fortunate to have some funding come from an organization that does, it's basically a $2-for-$1 match. So they will provide funding for each of the four counties we serve, but we need to raise half of what they support. So for every dollar that you would give to Kean Council, it will be double, or actually tripled, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Tripled. 2-for-1. So that's a pretty good deal.
Well, my dad used to say there's nothing free in this world except death and taxes. It's certain. But the one thing for sure is, if people are giving and they just dug a little bit deeper and could find an extra $5, $10, may not be much to you, but when you take all the donations and add it up, that's huge.
It is.
And every dollar counts.
And through your giving, we get to meet you. We get to and help you see how your giving is making a difference. We love to be able to follow up through our thank you letters and our websites and things like that, just to help you see what a difference you make in the life of a child through that giving.
Yeah, that's big. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than being able to see firsthand the people's lives that you're impacting. So whenever you're out and about, CAN Council is heard of all over the place. Stop in, say hi, see what they're doing. And like they said, even if you're interested, just looking at it, look at the website, talk to somebody, look at getting involved. Definitely need help. A lot of this is volunteer. And without everyone's cooperation and help, this wouldn't be possible. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And after hearing us today, if you have questions, we would love to give tours. We have some great tour guides on staff. We'd love to show you around. So sometimes it takes some seeing to believing to really understand what happens in our facilities. And it's, I don't know that I want to use the word magical, but it feels a little bit magical.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, and I know that the broadcast is going out far. So that stands for Saginaw office. That stands for our Bay City office, as well as right here in Bad Axe. If you're interested and you want to learn a little bit more, we definitely open the door to get that tour. Because sometimes it's hard to visualize it before you see it. And
right.
So that is a great chance or a great way just to start your journey and see your part within this role to help keep kids safe.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if you've got extra time on your hands, which I know everybody says they don't, but you know, you got people that are retiring, you got people laid off and stuff, think about donating time. It doesn't cost you anything except time. And you may find that you want to keep doing it. So, well, is there anything else before we wrap it up for today?
Well, the biggest thing is I always like to just remind everyone. Well, so going back to our mission, creating communities where children are free from abuse and neglect. It takes everybody to be able to see that mission complete.
Right.
And what we say is if you see something and then you feel that it's wrong and it's impacting a child, we encourage you to speak up. There is, we can ask the question, hey, what if I'm wrong about the situation? The bigger question is, what if you're right?
Right.
And so we do encourage you to give the number a call if you do see something. Of course, if it's immediate danger, you want to call 911. But if you want to give the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services a call, you can reach them at 855-444-3911. Once again, it's 855-444-3911.
That's good.
So many times I think we don't realize the impact we can have for the positive in a child's life. And our eyes being open, our ears being open, our hearts being open, and just like Lionel said, just make that call. And don't worry if you feel like you don't know whether to determine if something really is abuse or not abuse, because the folks behind that phone number, they're trained to make that determination, and they will take care of that. All you have to do is just take that moment and speak up on behalf of the child. Many times you might be the only voice advocating for that little one.
Yeah, and it's like you said, you know, this is one time when it's okay to be wrong. You know, you'd be safer to say something than not, because you may be that one time that child has to get help. So,
absolutely.
Been awesome.
We thank you.
And don't forget, everybody, mark this on your calendar. December 13th, Dow Event Center in Saginaw at 7:05 p.m., Spirits hockey game. They've got the parade, the jersey auction, all kinds of stuff. And we'll get that on the thumbnet.net. But check it out. Make sure you go and help out. And I want to wish you guys a happy holidays and look forward to seeing you out there at Tinsel Tidings. So.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's been it for the What Do You Think program today, and we'll get you back to your regular programming.